Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
We're talking about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And New York Times has a very interesting article under the political section. And they talk about the anxiety that this has for Americans. And they talked specifically to a group of voters that the New York Times has been following throughout the Trump presidency. They thought this is a group, and they're people from all political spectrums. And they said, no matter the politics, people are deeply unsettled after the killing of Mr. Kirk. I'm going to read from the article. They said he had built a national movement promoting right-wing politics on campuses like the one in Utah, where his life ended. Some of those interviewed had not heard of Mr. Kirk. Others felt strongly about him and his politics for and against. But virtually all agreed that Mr. Kirk's violent death seemed to confirm a deep fear that something is seriously wrong in this nation. It was not just the gun violence. In some sense, this has become a daily tragedy. Lamentable, but unsurprising. Several people pointed out there was also a school shooting in Colorado on the same day. Instead, Mr. Kirk's death at 31 symbolized for many the collapse of what they thought was a basic, common sense, need not be debated American value. That people expressing a political opinion should not be shot for it. It's just horrible. It truly does feel like something basic is gone.
Yeah.
And people talked about their own experience and fears, trying to figure out how it came to this. They've talked about friendships they have that dissolved into arguments, the infinite stream of disinformation, the knee-jerk name-calling, the calls for violence, the inability to see past partisan manipulation and calmly debate. One person, real estate agent, said, unfortunately, we are broken. Think about that. We are broken. It seems like we are totally living in insanity every moment of every day. Was the comment from another. So it's not just what we're seeing on the national stage. It's what you're seeing in your own life and your experience.
Yeah, I noticed a couple things. There was a UFC fighter who's a real obnoxious jerk. And I saw a post he made right after this. And he talks about seeing this shooting and getting all like fired up. Like, yeah, let's go. And then he stopped. And it was so bizarre because he's always that guy. He's always that guy. He's obnoxious. He acts like he's always looking for a fight. And he was like, what's happened to me? Why am I so angry? Oh, my God. What? And it was this very strange introspective thing. But he wasn't the guy. It was his name's Sean Strickland, if you want to look it up. Locally, I saw a couple people who were been very outspoken politically and taking shots, just saying, I'm taking a break. I had one person, I don't want to give away too much information, but they said to me, yeah, I don't know. I looked at myself this morning and I was like, how did this guy, a former hippie, become such an angry, hate-filled person? What's going on? I need to step away from this because too much. It's too much now.
Right.
I think a lot of people are having those kind of moments, whilst others are amping it up to 11.
There are people and businesses, whether they be TV networks or just influencers online, podcasters, a whole bunch of groups that the it is all about the clicks. It is all about the more outrageous stuff you say, the more clicks you'll get. And it's a manipulation and it's a money maker, but it's having real effects on people and daily lives every single day for people. And it is jarring what had happened. It is enough to make people scared and very angry.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.